the brown shag carpet of a cheap motel, in the dark and dusty corner by the TV shelf. Thank you.
listening to the Cheek and Tongues radio show with Barno and
DJ Kratoven.
DJ Kratoven is in the house in the hisse, as the kids say 30 years ago. Yeah. And we bring you humor with a great sense of music live from Akron, Ohio. Akron, Ohio. That's like one of the nerdiest cities, isn't it?
Oh. I don't know. There have been... Have you seen like the Ohio memes recently? I really like them. I think they're really funny.
No, I haven't. I've missed the Ohio memes.
People dogging on Ohio just in general. About how it's so like it's... not a real place.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why Akron is kind of nerd central. I don't know. Well, they are doing the Funny Music Project annual convention here, which is like the Dr. Demento League of Funny Music, which is just happening like 15-minute drive from our house. I don't know. We've always avoided the novelty music, but it does seem weird not to do something with it, considering they're right there. But that's something to be determined later. Anyway, back to what we do. We're here for you every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Where at, DJ Kratoven?
On WFMU's Sheena's Jungle Room.
Yay! All right, can you tell us who we just listened to?
The Dead Milkmen.
Yay!
Imagine that, with Lydia the Tattooed Lady.
And that was off an album that DJ Kratoven got for me for my birthday 2 weeks ago, which is Dr. Demento Goes Punk.
Yeah. Like an all-star lineup.
Yeah.
There's lots of characters on there that we both love.
Right.
Yeah. Shonen Knife is like one of the ones I was like, man, you know what? And also, you know.
So Kratoven's being shy. Shonen Knife actually. like Kratoven's band opened for Shonen Knife, and Shonen Knife loved them and asked about them doing a tour with them. But they were in school.
Yeah, I was in middle school. I was in middle school. Not even like. Speaking of which, before that, we heard Butterfly Joe with Life is Better in the Movies.
Love Butterfly Joe.
Yeah. And before that, we heard Cake with Dime.
Cake. Cake was the first show that Cray was offered a puff off of a passing joint.
Yeah, that's true.
A crowd pass joint. And I watched it all from behind where she didn't know I was watching her take that huge toe. At 12 years old.
Yes, you let it happen.
No.
And before that...
She was scared of it. She, like, retracted, like, oh, this is COVID.
Man, you know? I was... No, it wasn't. It was not COVID. I was 12 years old, man. How old do you think I am?
Yeah.
I was straight edge at that point. I don't know. No longer. Formerly Straight Edge. Before that, we heard Stump with Buffalo. And I do remember that. I remember like showing Buffalo to you and being like, yeah, I'm gonna like turn you on to something new. I'm gonna give you some fresh music. And you're like, I have that record in my
I have that collection. Record in my collection. I don't have that record in my collection at the moment.
You don't?
Which means somebody's borrowed it.
Oh. Well, there's one at my record store. So
is it really?
Yeah, replace.
Oh, I think yours. You borrowed it. I don't know.
Oh, maybe. Oh,
anyway.
That sounds like me.
But let's keep the good times rolling. Do you want to say what we did this weekend? Because this next set pertains directly to what we did this past weekend.
Should we do it before or after?
Okay, we can do it after. Let's roll out the tunes. We've got... Right. Devo with Peekaboo.
all play a game.
Yeah!
This game is DJ Lance Says. Now remember to do what I do, but only when I say DJ Lance Says.
Yeah!
Okay, DJ Lance Says, clap your hands. Okay, DJ Lance Says, clap your hands.
DJ Lance Says.
Yeah!
Good job, everyone. You listened carefully, and you're right, Plex. I didn't say DJ Lance Says.
I forgot. I wasn't listening carefully.
You know, Broby, we all forget the rules sometimes. You just have to keep trying.
Okay, I'll keep trying.
All right. Good job, Broby. Now let's continue playing this game. Spin around, okay. DJ Lance says, spin around, spin around, spin around, spin around, spin around,
spin around,
spin around, spin around, spin around, spin around,
spin around.
Yeah. Okay. DJ Lance says, dance around. Okay. DJ Lance says, dance around. Got it, Broby. You listened so well.
I love playing this game.
Radio show on WFMU's Sheena's Jungle Room with
Barno
and me.
Yes, you're welcome.
DJ
for listening to your radio show.
We bring humor, the great sense of music, every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. What do we just listen to?
We do. We do that. We bring humor with a great sense of music every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So that set was to kind of celebrate our Saturday that we spent at the annual devotional, the Devo Nerd Fan Gathering in Cleveland. So we started that set with Devo and Peekaboo. Then we listened to a band that performed there, Massive Hot Dog Recall, with $150 Bill.
And when they played the Devo, the devotional, they really did.
Yeah.
They fanned out $150 into the crowd.
They did. $150 bills. They threw them into the crowd.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to wrestle on the floor to get one. The last time I did that, it was when Striper was throwing out Bibles.
That would have been cool.
That would have been cool.
Rather than just stealing them from the hotel room.
Nice. So, yeah, Massive Hot Dog. And Al Mothersbaugh, the lead singer, is the cousin of Mark Mothersbaugh. So there's that connection there. This year, there weren't any members of Devo in attendance, unfortunately. But DJ Lance Rock was there, and we heard his track, DJ Lance Says. And DJ Lance Rock, the famous DJ from Yo Gabba Gabba,
was in attendance at the devotional. Yeah,
he was there, and he was DJing, which was kind of fun. We got to chat with him for a minute. He wrote down our website. For those of you who don't know, we have our archives linked up to cheekintongues.com. So if you just www.cheekintongues.com, it'll take you to our archives. So he wrote that down and approached me later in the evening. He said, I'm going to listen to your show. I was like, wow, cool.
He was so generous with his time, too. Like, such a genuinely kind person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Very, very sweet, sweet person.
Yeah. And I noticed that he took exceptional time with children that were coming up to him.
Yeah.
So, and we start, we ended that set with a band that I wish had played there, the Coneheads, The Way Things Am. Well, you chuckled.
Did you just put this in the set just to plug that you got their record?
Oh, true. Oh, yeah, I did. And I'm glad you reminded me because I forgot. Yeah. Well, they are definitely inspired by Devo. But yeah, DJ Kratoven's right. I found a pre-owned copy here of the Coneheads. And the name of their album is this huge, long diatribe. It's like a couple sentences long. I don't remember it, but...
And when he says here, he means Akron, Ohio, Square Records represent.
Yeah, Akron, Ohio, Square Records represent. I've been finding a lot of good stuff there. I just found the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack. I'm looking at it there right now on my new record stand. Anyway... So, yes, the Coneheads, a band that I wish I would be able to see live, and a band whose album I just found used vinyl at Square Records. All right, now this next set is going to go into our little travels last week, briefly into New York. This full set doesn't. I added a couple other songs, but... couple reference our 22 hours in Greater New York City, which we'll talk about
in New Jersey.
And New Jersey we'll talk about after this set, starting with Flesh Lego.
Breaking a toilet, baby. Breaking a toilet, baby. Breaking a toilet, baby. Yeah. Breaking a toilet, baby. Yeah. Bring in a toilet, yeah! Bring in a toilet, bring in a toilet, bring in a toilet!
'cause I'm thinking about me, thinking about you.
I am a sensitive artist. I am a sensitive artist.
to the Cheek and Tongues Radio Show with
Barno
and DJ Kratovin, bringing you humor with a great sense of music, live from our studio in Akron, Ohio. We'll be here every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on WFMU's Sheena's Jungle Room. What did we just listen to?
Sheena's Jungle Room. Well, it was a special set. I wanna mention something that is happening in the chats. They're talking about Striper.
Striper and Petra.
Striper and Petra. And the concept of Christian metal seeming so absurd, but apparently they did have non-ironic fans. And
shit sells at the shop.
Oh, Striper sells at the shop? Really?
Yes, dude.
Well, this is Akron, Ohio, home of Rex Humbard and who's that? Ernest Angley, right?
Yeah, don't ask. I'm sorry. That's not my bag. Right. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, as a kid that grew up in a Amish community, I did. This is not a joke. Don't laugh. It's true.
No.
Don't laugh. It's true. Grew up in to see these people rocking out for Jesus was like, whoa, this is wild. So I know like a lot of the history of Christian metal, and starting with Larry Norman, I guess, maybe. He was a rocker. But I think Messiah Prophet Band was one of the first Christian rock bands. And then I was really into the early Christian punk and early Christian industrial, like Black House. But anyway, I could talk about my music history from that time period. Anyway, thank goodness for Anthrax and the Beastie Boys, who knocked me out of listening to just that kind of music.
Thank God I grew up on Paul's Boutique and I don't know any of Striper's albums.
Right. So we did hear King Missile, a band that we just went to see last Wednesday in New York. We took a quick trip, an overnight trip, left in the afternoon, returned in the afternoon to New York, where we got to see King Missile perform live.
Not only see him perform, we literally opened the door to the venue, and there the man was. That was insane.
Yeah, that was wild. Yeah, you open the door to the venue, and there's John S. Hall smiling at you, and like, oh, you see by his smile that he recognizes us from the interview that we had with him. That if you haven't heard that, you should check the archives for our interview with John S. Hall.
Yeah.
But
and then I think something for me was special about the show too. You know, apart from being starstruck about seeing King Missile and getting to meet the man in real life, but we were sitting behind this kid. He's probably like 10 or 11, and he was also sitting with his dad. We were like like the kids sat, it's a small venue, and yeah, like the tables are like so close together, and just seeing myself in this kid, us making eye contact when like he played Detachable, just like it was a very, very special viewing experience, I think.
Your dad takes you to these weird shows too, huh?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, cool.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Well, I'm glad. Yeah, I had a good time. And then we got to get our picture taken with John S. Hall, which was exciting. And Dog Bowl opened, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And, played as well.
So
King Missile, yeah.
Yeah, so before that we heard Liam Lynch with I'm All Bloody Inside. We heard Toof with Thinking About Me, Thinking About You. We started that set special with Flesh Lego and Breaking the Toilet, because we also, during our visit, got a tour of WFMU Station Mothership by none other than Station Manager Ken, who gave us the grand tour.
Yes. That was also very special. In 60 seconds, I just have to say I was so starstruck, like, to an embarrassing point, just getting to meet all of the DJs I have a parasocial friendship with. It was really cool. Everyone was so sweet.
Yeah.
They're just as cool in real life than as they are on air.
Yeah, we got to meet Scott Williams. We got to meet Evan Funk Davies. And we got to meet Olivia.
Yeah.
Cray was a little starstruck by meeting Olivia.
Oh, yeah. I was, like, tripping over my words. It was really embarrassing. Yeah.
But I actually got to hold the Flesh Lego EP in my hand when we visited the music archives. So I had to play Flesh Lego's Breaking the Toilet because I got to hold that actual copy that they play at the station. I felt honored. Anyway.
Stick around. Stick around for Dime Store Radio Theater.
Stick around for Dime Store Radio Theater.
With Austin Rich.
All right. Take care, everyone. Thanks for joining.
Meanwhile, Sheena's Jungle Room and Mid-Valley Mutations proudly present Dime Store Radio Theater. Our first installment this week, that lucky Lothario, Rocky Fortune himself, with Murder on the Isle.
Now, Frank Sinatra transcribed as Rocky Fortune. NBC presents Frank Sinatra, starring as that footloose and fancy-free young gentleman, Rocky Fortune.
I hear it said on good authority that a rolling stone gathers no moss. In my case, it is not only moss that I don't gather, but something else which is green, namely loot, with which to buy the little things that make life worth living, like food. I am therefore always available for employment, and when the agency sends me up to the Knickerbocker magazine, I am very happy to accept their $48.50 a week, less withholding.
Rocky Fortune, starring Frank Sinatra as Rocky himself, is brought to you by Sheena's Jungle Room and Mid-Valley Mutations. And this week, brought to you by Strange Luck Cologne. It looks like your phone just keeps ringing off the hook over and over again. So annoying. Apparently, someone wants you to act in a play. And we're wondering if you could start tonight. Good thing you were wearing Strange Luck Cologne, which comes with its own stage resume and offers that scent of the unexpected. Now we return you to your worst friend at the poker table, Rocky Fortune, on Dime Store Radio Theater.
Excuse me, lady, in which of these glass brick kennels do I find Mr. Walter Partridge?
Just open your ears and head for the biggest noise. That's our Walter.
I'm telling you, Burke, I want those reviews on time.
See what I mean?
Thanks.
But 2 weeks in a row, I've had the business office after me for missing deadlines. I'm not in business for my health, which is lousy. What do you want?
Mr. Partridge?
It says Partridge on the door. My cufflinks are initial WP, and I've got Dear Walter tattooed on my right bicep. Yes, I am Mr. Partridge.
Okay.
Who are you?
Rocky Fortune. The agency sent me over.
Oh, yes.
Well, what do I do?
Do you see this sad, broken-down pseudo-intellectual...
Now, Walter, you're taking unfair advantage of me.
This miserable object is Burke Whittemore, the drama critic of the Knickerbocker magazine. His reviews are followed with bated breath by middle-aged women from Hohokus to Great Neck. There's only one trouble. He has not seen a play in the last 3 years.
But if he doesn't go to plays, how does he review them?
Oh, he goes. He occupies an aisle seat in the fifth row. He's there in body, but unfortunately, the spirit has been applied internally.
Ah, come on, Walter. Isn't it fitting to pour libations to Dionysius before attending his temple?
I'm not worried about Dionysius. I am concerned about the libations being poured into Burke Whittemore. You get the picture, Mr. Fortune?
He's on the sauce.
That's the general idea. Mm.
My dear man, paralyzed drunk, I can type a better column with my elbow than any other drama critic in the metropolitan area.
Just once, I'd like to see what you can do while sober. All right, now, Fortune, you understand your job.
Look, Mr. Partridge, I am a great connoisseur of the theater arts. I have sat under the runway of Old Howard in Boston and similar high-tone resorts in Union City, New Jersey. But if you're looking for a drama critic, I think you better get yourself a new boy.
Don't be ridiculous, Fortune. I've got a drama critic. What I want is someone who can keep him from falling on his face.
Oh.
All right, now, here's your job. There's a new play opening tonight, Trolley in the Sky by St. John Maloney. Now, you're to stick with Whittemore from now until curtain time. Just keep him sober and don't let him fall asleep in the show. Your seat will be directly behind his on the aisle. And if he starts to show any signs of drooping, give him a good stiff poke in the back of the neck.
Now, see here, Walter.
You think you can manage that, Fortune?
Don't worry, Mr. Partridge. He won't even wink. I got a real dandy rabbit punch. I developed it punching rabbits. I am now remembering that this Burke Whittemore is the fellow known on Broadway as the Kiss of Death. He has not written a review with a kind word in it since Helen Hayes was playing kid parts with bloomers showing. But now he's a rum-dum, senior grade, and I'm hired to make an honest man of him. We head back to Whittemore's office where the job of protecting him from his various follies starts even sooner than I think.
But you can't go in there.
Get away from that door.
Won't you come in, Maloney?
I knew I'd find you hiding in here, Whittemore.
Be careful how you swing that cane.
All right, Maloney, what's the idea of breaking the glass in my door?
Your glass isn't the only thing I'm going to break. Are you planning to cover my opening tonight?
With a shroud.
Whittemore, I'm warning you. I will not create a sensitive, important, searching drama and have a warped Nibelung tear it to shreds with his pointed teeth. After you reviewed my last play, it ran exactly two performances.
A long run for that play. How did it do on the road?
Listen, you snake. You bent your malevolent spleen on my new one tonight, so help me, I'll kill you. In fact, I don't think I'll even
wait. Put down that can. Oh. Now, a Malacca cane with a silver head is not as heavy as a bulldozer or as high-powered as a 6-inch shell. But when laid neatly back of the ear, it'll serve. I fold up in a tasteful knot and droop gracefully to the Axminster. Having delivered his ultimatum, St. John Maloney turns on his heel, which happens to be on my stomach at the time, and strides out of the office.
Fortune, you all right?
Oh, what happened to me?
We tried to brain me with his cane and...